Hey there, before we get into the episode, I want to share with you something that I have coming up that is going to help you enjoy the wedding day. I don't mean to be dramatic, but one of the most important components to a successful wedding day is having a realistic timeline in place. You've probably been to a wedding, or maybe even been in the wedding party, on a day where everything was running behind from the very beginning. Or worse yet, you got up at 5 a.m. for hair and makeup just to sit around for hours waiting for everything to get started. So many wedding nightmares are all based around a failed timeline, so it's no surprise that couples struggle with creating this timeline. It can feel so daunting and overwhelming that it's just easier to put it off. How are you supposed to know where to even begin anyway? You've never done this before. Well, don't worry, because I have over 400 weddings under my belt, and I know how to create that oh-so-perfect balance in your timeline so that you're not missing out on any important moments because you were so rushed. On April 2nd, I'm hosting a free workshop to create your wedding day timeline, and I would love for you to join. We'll start with going over the main questions that you need to answer before creating your timeline. And then I'll walk you through the exact timeline process that I've perfected over the last 20 years. I'll also be able to answer your specific questions live so we can discuss any unique details for your timeline and answer any questions you might have. It's all happening on Zoom at 6 p.m. on April 2nd, and I hope you can make it. We can even review your existing timeline for any updates or changes that I might recommend. You can register for free at planningcollective.com/timeline. Now, let's get back to the show. Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about being engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning a wedding. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Kate here. Welcome back to another Event Pro interview on the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. I'm so excited for today's conversation, but if I'm being honest, I'm probably going to say that for each episode here. I'm having so much fun with these interviews, so my apologies in advance. Today, I'm sharing my conversation with Jules Delmar, a wedding content creator and founder of Day Of by Jules. I really think we're going to see more and more content. Well, Jules, thank you so much for joining me today. I can't tell you how excited I am to talk about content creation. I know it's kind of like the new buzzy thing in weddings, but I am so confident it's going to be here to stay. So I'm really excited to get your insight and input on this, and really just can't wait to talk to you about content creation for wedding days.
Yes, no, I'm so excited. When you first reached out about this, I was like, okay, this is definitely a conversation that needs to be had for not only wedding vendors, but wedding couples, you know, who are planning their wedding and want to know about different options that they have in terms of media, photo and video teams. So I'm so excited to, be able to have this conversation with you and talk through all the nitty gritty things that people might not know about content creation.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely something that's new. And I know we were talking a little bit about this, that here in where I'm based in Michigan, it's definitely a new thing. You were the first content creator I worked with last summer. And I think it will be very much a growing thing. I think of it as like when I first started 20 years ago, Day of coordination was kind of like a buzzy thing. Like, what is it? I don't know what that means. And I kind of feel like content creation is kind of similar in that it's like a new concept to a lot of people, but give it 10 years and it's going to be like, oh, you have a photographer, you have a videographer, you have a content creator. Like, it's just, it's so the norm. So I'm excited to get into
Absolutely.
Let's start though from the beginning for those who may not know what content creation is in regards to a wedding. You know, we think content creators, we think influencers on Instagram, but how would you define it in regards to wedding day content creators?
Yes, this is a question I probably answered 200,000 times last year, just talking to wedding vendors and couples. And I love to start off by saying the number one goal of a content creator is to capture all of the candid moments throughout the day. So we are not there to show up and get just all the posed moments, all the Instagram-worthy moments. I would say the true heartbeat behind content creation is to truly document the day as it unfolds and as it happens. There's so many moments that the couple doesn't even notice happens on their own wedding day with the busyness that's happening and all the planning and trying to execute everything, or honestly, just the emotions alone that they might be feeling. So they might not notice those behind the scene moments of what their family's doing to make everything happen, or even all their wedding vendors and how they're contributing to the day. Or maybe it's one of those moments where the couple's sees, but they're like, oh, I wish like I could look back on this and that was such a precious moment. Yes, exactly. So truthfully, for myself, like, it is where I am just capturing all of those moments, all those details, and not discounting any moment to be, you know, not content worthy. Like, truly, there is probably something that's worthy of capturing in one angle of the room at all times of the day. So in terms of the heartbeat, that's definitely just all the moments, all the candidness. And then a perk of content creation, I would say, is the fact that you get it back so quickly. Photo and video team, obviously you're going to have the waiting and the editing, but with content creation, you get all of the raw content. It's all taken with an iPhone. A lot of different content creators will use different equipment just to make their, you know, content more crisp and beautiful. So I myself, I use a lens that attaches to my iPhone and a gimbal and lighting, just all these things to make the iPhone content really clean. Definitely not even getting close to video and photo team, but making it still quality content that they can savor for literally a lifetime.
But also kind of the vibe of, like, you're just a bridesmaid, not just a bridesmaid, but you're a bridesmaid capturing what's happening, as opposed to the professional photographer and videographer that are like posing and directing and all of that. This is more just like capturing the behind the scenes kind of times.
Yes, absolutely. And I truthfully think that that is just a part of the wedding day that content creators can go and they can add, because the photo and video team really does need to be paying attention to the timeline and the different shot lists that the couple has, where the content creator has a little bit more freedom to kind of just go off of the tailwind of the photo and video team and get those moments without the pressure of orchestrating everything. So it's a blessing at the same time that we're able to focus in on those moments too.
Absolutely. So before we get too far into it, I would love to know how you got started in this. What made you want to, was it just kind of like a fluke that you fumbled into it, or is this something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, well, I love that question. I was just going to mention, you said it's kind of like you're a bridesmaid, like you're there all day. You can see everything that's happening. You have your phone accessible. But then the difference is that I have all of the time in the day versus a bridesmaid, right? Running in between things.
You have to get hair and makeup done too and get your dress on and all of that.
Yes, no, exactly. But that is actually exactly how I stumbled into content creation. Okay. So I was the first of my college friend group to get married. I had a couple friends, you know, get a few shots of the wedding day on their iPhone. And those were the memories that I mean, not loved more than my photo, but I loved how genuine and candid they were. None of them were posed. None of them is when, you know, none of those photos and videos were taken when I was expecting them to be taken. But those were the memories that I cherished most closely to me. So all of my friends ended up getting engaged and married like right after me. And this was started 2 years ago. So then I, you know, the love languages, how, okay, so mine is acts of service is like one of my highest ones.
Okay.
So when all my friends were getting married, I was like, I am going to do this for them. And I am going to go all out and capturing all these special moments that I loved looking back on. And I'm just going to dedicate myself to that.
Just fun fact, like a gift for them for their rest and not from like a business standpoint.
100%. I was not even thinking, like, I didn't know what content creation was. I didn't know, honestly, I didn't know if I wanted to ever get in the wedding industry. It's a lot of work. Yeah.
Most wedding professionals really do. As I was saying it, I'm like, I hope this doesn't sound offensive, but I think a lot of wedding professionals kind of stumble into it. That's how I did. Yeah. Most people aren't growing up like, oh, I want to be a wedding planner. You know, you just kind of find that you enjoy doing something along the lines, or like volunteer or help somewhere along the
way. Absolutely. Yeah. And I when I was 16, I had this 16, 17, I actually interned for a wedding planning company because I watched, you know, the wedding planner movie, and I was like, oh my gosh, you started romanticizing it. Yeah. And then I started and I was like, oh no, people have to be made to be a wedding planner. Like, you have to be built different. And obviously interacting with you, I know that you were built to do that. That is not something I'm built to do. So
it is. That's definitely another thing with the wedding industry too, that like each person on a wedding day looks at the other's jobs like, oh, I could never do that. But like feeling in your own with what you're doing, but like, oh, I could never be the photographer. I could never.
Oh, yeah.
Off-site catering for me is the one that like, I don't know. I don't know that there's a price that you could pay me. Staffing, inventory, all the food, getting the food there, all that. But anyway.
I completely agree. Yeah. And that's exactly like how I viewed basically every wedding vendor. Yeah. So I started doing it though for all my friends. I would say it was about 7 weddings. And these were weddings, because I'm based in Oklahoma, technically that's where I live.
Yeah.
But I started doing, I had a wedding like in Florida and Michigan, just because all my friends were from everywhere.
Yeah.
And I started doing that. And then after I did, about 7 or 8, my sisters and I were like, huh, you know, I really do like doing this. I'm getting close to, I just had graduated actually.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, is this something I want to pursue? Like, it's actually really fun. And so I ended up from that moment just like, you know what? I'm just going to try. I'm going to see what it looks like to do some weddings for free, get some more exposure, see if it's something I really want to invest myself in.
Yeah.
I'm definitely an all or nothing type of time investment girl. So I was like, I'm either doing this or I'm not going to do it and want to be sure about it. So I officially launched about a little over a year ago.
Okay.
And that was just a full send. I had all my content, my portfolio was worked up and everything. I would say I basically just dove into it. Like, there was no really pre-planning. I ended up doing over 40 weddings and events last year. So jumped in the deep end. That's for sure.
No idea. I knew you were busy. Because you're flying all over the place for weddings, but I had no idea it was that many. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I would say out of all that, the biggest takeaways for me was truthfully the learning experience, being able to each wedding just learn, okay, oh, I can do this better. I can do this differently. And I'm sure, you know, as a wedding vendor, every wedding is a learning experience to just be able to improve all realms of your game. Yep. So that's what I took from that.
Absolutely. So we connected last year because one of my Day of Coordination clients, Chloe and Ryan, beautiful wedding. I'll definitely share some images when I put this out. Chloe had asked me if I knew anybody that was a content creator locally. And I thought, you know, I'd heard of it, but again, you know, hadn't worked with anybody. And I thought, you know, okay, I guess, let me reach out to the photographers and videographers I know and see if they are offering it. So I knew Chloe, just kind of what you described. She had the professional photo and video team locked in, but she knew she also wanted to capture some of that behind the scenes stuff. And now Chloe used to model, gorgeous, gorgeous couple. So she's very comfortable being in front of the camera and all of that. Would you say that's like your normal client, or who's the typical bride or groom that come to you?
Yes. Yeah. So crazy, because I really can't say that there's like a specific couple. Chloe and Ryan, I would say, are what everybody would guess of, like, okay, she knows the angles, she's beautiful. Their wedding, as you planned, was just like gorgeous to the T. They really wanted to have those candid moments captured, even have things for Instagram. But I would say, like, majority of my couples are truthfully looking to be able to relive their wedding day and have that content that they can just look back on. Although Chloe and Ryan's, you know, wedding day was perfect and beautiful, and they weren't even wanting the content to perfectly capture everything. Even for them, their heartbeat from when I first talked to her was, I just want to be able to relive this and like see the content and see all those behind the scenes. And so I think that speaks volumes of the reason why someone would get a content creator. Okay. I think people hear content and they associate with social media. But truthfully,
you want to
I have
be an influencer. You want to go viral or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's not the case necessarily.
Yes. Yeah, no, seriously, because even the most beautiful weddings, like me, Chloe and Ryan's, like even the most gorgeous weddings, their heartbeat wasn't even for it to just go and reach millions. Yeah. It was for them to cherish and for them to relive. And I would say, I haven't worked a wedding yet where it's been about social media and coverage and, yeah.
Wow, even having experienced it, I would think the majority of your couples are reaching out for that, but it's really different. It's more just that behind the scenes. That's really cool. That's interesting.
Yeah. And I would say too, that there are some content creators. Like there's a few on the top of the game. You've had the most weddings and like the most destination weddings and luxury weddings. They definitely are marketing towards a specific couple, I would say. And it is for that shot. And they are featured in People and they're celebrities. And so that's what they're wanting to get out of it. Yeah. But the vast majority of couples who hire content creators, they're not coming from that background where that's what they're wanting. So the majority of us are truthfully, we're getting hired by couples who want those candid moments and want to take that pressure off of their family and off of themselves even to be able to capture all those behind the scenes moments as they happen.
You know, that's such a good point. I think that, every couple hears so many times as the day gets closer and closer that it just flies by. It goes so fast, and it truly does. It goes by in a second. And we think of like the unplugged ceremonies or like wanting put your phones away. So enjoy the moment with us, that kind of thing, when we really just don't want the phones in photos and all of that. But it's good to get that content. So like having this as a way to like have your guests almost taking all of these pictures and all of this content, but you are also very aware of where the photographer and videographer are on the wedding day.
Exactly.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I always say on a wedding day as the planner, 80% of my day is looking around to see where the photo and video team are and making sure I'm not like awkwardly going to photobomb them in the videos. And I was very impressed that you were definitely keeping that in mind too, because we'll talk a little bit about the relationship between your role in photo and video in a minute. But I would imagine that could be really a huge selling point too, is that you're not standing there. You're not going to be in their photos with your iPhone and all of that equipment there. You're behind the scenes too.
Yes. And I've definitely have had a lot of couples who come in and they're a little bit hesitant. They're a little bit worried just because they don't want me to get in the way of their photo and video team. They want their photo and video team to be happy campers. As do I, like more than anything. And so that's definitely been a concern that comes up. And from the get-go, just being familiar with the wedding industry, I knew like, okay, if a wedding were to go smoothly, what would it look like? It would look like all people being happy, like all vendors working together. Obviously, you know, like being a wedding planner for 20 years, communication is so important. So, I just started reaching out to the photo and video team before even the wedding date to introduce myself, to explain content creation, to explain how I will never be calling the shots. I would never, get in front of their way or try to orchestrate something. And if there was a specific shot that the bride and groom wanted from me as their content creator, like a fun reel or a fun TikTok, that would be something I would do when the photo and video team step away. Like, I would not be jumping into that role or saying, hey, like, this is my perfect angle. Like, the goal of the content creator is not to get that per se. Like, that's where the photo and video team are going to be wanting to take those shots. And I would freely let them get those shots too at those times.
Absolutely. And I know I shared this with you, but that was one of the things that I was most concerned about being a wedding planner and not having worked with you in the past. I was really nervous about how that interaction was going to be, and not based on anyone in particular, but just like the idea of it, knowing how important it is for the photographer. Photographer is usually kind of the main one leading all of the photo sessions. Videographer takes kind of the, not the backseat, but they kind of follow and capture everything. And so I was nervous about what having another camera was going to do to that dynamic. And I think that's a huge thing, whether couples are able to work with you or they're talking to another, another content creator. I think that's an important, a really important piece of it, is making sure that whether you have a photo and video or just photographer, that it is a team effort between the three, so that it's everybody's doing what they're there to do and not stepping on the side and getting in the way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say too, about half of the weddings that I do capture, there is a photo and video team there. And most of the time it's two people, you know, they have second shooters. And so it's working around, okay, now there's at least five people on your photo and media team. People start to get concerned, like, how can this go well? Like, this is like
a hotel room while we're getting done. And
exactly. But truthfully, having good relationship with the vendors makes it all go so smoothly. So even on the wedding day that I did with you, it was really like, okay, all these moving pieces, but the photo and video team, they want different angles. So that's where the content creator needs to be in tune and kind of follow that rhythm. So if you're just jumping in and you're not getting social cues, you don't know how the wedding day works, that's a recipe for disaster. Yeah. But if you're hiring a content creator with experience, who knows the local vendors, who's worked with people, who at least does a job of like introducing themselves before the wedding day, that's when you can feel confident. And I mean, I can confidently say that's what most content creators do. And like, they know that's what's needed in this industry. Yeah. But that makes all the difference, to just calm the nerves and know that the team is working together. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's a great point, because I think that makes such a huge difference too. Like, so many people think of, like you were saying, content creation connected with social media, and you might have like your cousin might be the most amazing content creator for their Instagram or for getting their TikTok videos done and all of that. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good for the wedding if they know nothing about how a typical wedding day goes. And that's definitely really important. It's kind of similar to, I was just thinking of the times we'll have couples say like, oh, my friend DJs at karaoke night. And it's like, okay, that's, you know, great. They probably have the equipment or whatever, but it's very different to a club night or karaoke versus DJing a wedding. And it's probably pretty similar in making sure that
you have the experience. Yes, I love that you said it that way too, because truthfully, there is this thought a lot of times like, oh, well, we don't have the budget, which, you know, you can say about everything, but we don't have the budget, and so we're going to have a friend do it, which in some cases, obviously, that's true. Like, there's not money to hire another person. But when there is the possibility, you truthfully are bringing in a party who knows what they're doing. It's taking that pressure off of so many people, because normally it doesn't even fall on one person's shoulders. I've seen a lot of times the couple doesn't ask, and then it's like, hey, bridal team, like, you know, I know what a content creator is. Can you guys split it up and pick up the slack? But then what that equates to is everybody's now trying to pull that weight that is really difficult to.
Then everybody that's a difficult feat of the actual photos just has their phones out. It's like everything. You know, not everybody has the budget for a wedding planner or for a videographer or but. And so, of course, there are things that you can do to try and capture that if it's just simply not part of the budget. But for couples that are going, I would say if you're investing in a professional photo and video, you don't want to get somebody that like doesn't know what they're doing for content creation.
Yes.
Because it could, that dynamic that I was worried about, had Chloe like found somebody on social media to come and fill the role, it could have really impacted the professional photo and video that she got too, if it messed with that. So it really can have like a trickle down if the content creator doesn't really know what they're doing from a wedding day standpoint.
Yes, absolutely. And that's too. So Chloe did find me on Instagram and we set up a call to even talk through details. She's like, hey, my wedding is like only a few weeks away. Like, I want to see if this would even be possible. Yeah. So we hopped on a call almost immediately. And, you know, she asked all those questions. She's like, how do you work with my team? Like, I have everybody there. Like, how do you interact?
And that was she asked me all these questions. I probably put that in her head. Like, we need to make sure that they...
No, and that's exactly what you should have been asking her too to find out, because being based in Tulsa, I do fly back and forth, and I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit, but to Michigan, but I had never worked with any of the vendors before. So that was vital to know, okay, this girl is coming in and she's going to be able to be kind and obviously know how the wedding works and be able to communicate. So yeah, that was like a big thing just right off the bat communicating about.
And I should clarify, when I said finding somebody on Instagram, I meant just like looking for a random like influencer, not somebody that does specific content creation for wedding days. Just like finding somebody that like
that
you know has a lot of Instagram followers, but like they actually instead of just finding somebody that's good at social, find somebody that's good at social but also knows the wedding day piece of it is what I mean.
Yes, that makes a big difference.
Yes. So one thing I've seen in Facebook groups more than a couple of times, I've seen brides post a question like they're thinking about having a videographer or a content creator, or you know, kind of trying to decide, should we do both or what is the difference? And so I thought that'd be a good opportunity for us to talk about like what is the difference between what you do and a videographer in particular.
Yeah. I think that's a great question too. I definitely don't think it's a wrong or right decision, like choosing between video and between content, but there's a lot of unique scenarios where one might only be the right move for the couple. For example, I've done weddings where they're like, you know we don't have that budget for a professional video team and the video grade quality, but we do have, you know, some set aside and we want at least some video content. I've had couples who hire me like that. And then I would say, you know, about half of my couples, they already have a video team and they're like, we know that videography and content creation is different and we do want both. And personally, that's the dream scenario, because if you want the video grade, professional, beautiful video montage, you're only going to get that from a videographer. Yeah. If you're wanting those candid video photo moments all mixed in, that's what you're going to get from a content creator. Yeah. But it's also beautiful that you can still get video from a content creator even if you don't have the means through a videographer. And I mean, I understand when I was planning my wedding, I was graduating college and did not have the resources. But I love that each couple is different with their wants and their needs for that. But I've also had couples who hire me and they had the means for the videographer, but they're like, we really just want the candid moments. Like, we're not looking for a professional grade video. It's just, we're not interested, just how some people might not hire a florist. Like, they're not going for the floral look. And so I think the same thing with all vendors is each couple might just have a different need and a different vision. And then our job as wedding vendors is basically to educate them, right? Like, hop on a call, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for, and explain our services, which is why I love this conversation. So even couples can hear, okay, this is how content is different than video, and not why you might choose one or the other, but it really depends on what you're wanting for coverage. And
I would imagine too that my initial thought last year, you know, before the wedding we worked together, I thought, oh, maybe photo and video, this is something that they're adding to their services. And it may be. I don't think I've heard of anybody locally that has done that, because it is so different. But it might be a conversation you could have with your photographer, your videographer. Do you know somebody that's doing it? And obviously that would be whatever vendor category we're talking about, anytime you can get recommendations from the vendors that you already know and love and trust, you know,
that's the goal.
If you can get referrals or recommendations from the people they also know and love and trust, then, you know, it's going to be a really good fit.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it is one of the things that, you know, in an ideal budget, of course, hopefully you could have all three, but, but it is very different. It is not the same thing at all. The content creation and what a videographer is going to do. And just curious, but one of the things that I always think of, or I always just make sure to remind couples of when they're thinking of like just having Aunt Sally hold up her iPhone during the vows or during the speeches, is the audio quality is usually not going to be good at all from from an iPhone. But is that something that you're able to modify, or like are you able to record just the ceremony and capture the audio and all of that, or is that, I don't know if that's something that an iPhone is capable of doing in a good way.
That's a great question. So, truthfully, it is not going to be like a videography team. They have like all the mics hooked up and like the super clear quality. But when it comes to content creation, the difference between like Aunt Sally and the audience trying to get the vows is really position. And so, content creators have the freedom to move like the photo and video team. And so, when it comes to those special moments, for vows, like we would be positioned where we're in good earshot, and that's something that we're always being mindful of. And that's also too something that we do talk about in the pre-wedding consultation call of like, okay, if you don't have the video team there, like, are you wanting me to get those full speeches and those full vows and you know the full ceremony coverage? And if that's the case, a lot of times that's when I would be recommending one of my packages, camcorder footage, because then the camcorder, you know, it has its. It's more built for that type of audio and the longevity of a very long recording. So that's where that would come into
Oh, that
play.
makes
But
sense. Yeah.
yeah, but it definitely, you know, have to be mindful of the audio because I'm not adding an extra mic to my couples.
Well, that's one of the biggest things I always just remind them of is like if you ever try to take a video and capture like actually hear somebody from across the room on your phone, it's either going to be echoey or, you know, it's not going to have that clear thought to it. And for some couples that might be fine, you know, but for others that might be disappointing. And so I think, you know, like you said, you just make sure to set the expectations and like they're not expecting. If you need that crystal clear audio, then the videographer is the route to go. But if you want more of the just to be able to relive it, like you said, then that's different.
Yes, no,
Yeah.
definitely.
So what would you say is your favorite part of the wedding day?
Oh, that's such a good question. I can tell you what my least favorite. No, I'm kidding.
We can do that too.
Well, I would say, I'm going to be truthful. I would say family photos are always the most chaotic part of the day.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's like the worst, but it is always seems to be the most hustle bustle.
I think even the couple would agree. It is the hardest part of the day. I think definitely for the couple too, because you can just see they're so over the photos. But it's so important to get those photos
Oh,
with
it's.
everybody there. So it's like, oh, I know we need to do this, but can everybody just pay attention, please?
Yes, it's like literally one of the most needed aspects of the wedding day,
Yeah.
you know. And I think that's too where a lot of the stress can come from. But in all actuality, it really can be a fun time. It just normally is a very quick pace. Everybody's like, okay, we can get this done. And a lot of times that's the case. And then you can move on to the reception. So, but I would say for sure my favorite parts, I adore the first looks. Adore, adore, adore. Those moments are so special. And that's if it happens before the ceremony or if it's happening in the ceremony. Either way, they're some of the most pure, precious reactions. Even for couples who might feel the pressure to react a certain way, there's still going to be emotion. Like they're still going to feel that draw. And a lot of times, too, that bleeds into the reception. I love capturing the moments between the couples when they're literally looking at each other and they're like, we're literally here on our wedding day. And like they have that realization. So whether if that's during the first look or the reception, that's hands down, it like just makes my heart flutter because it's the sweetest thing.
It really is, you know, every once in a while, you just kind of sit back on a wedding day and think like I'm so lucky to be able to be a part of all of these like crazy memories that couples are having and just to like be the spectator sometimes. You know, depending on the schedule, I don't always get to see the first look or even see, you know, I send them down the aisle and then I can't see any of the actual ceremony. So sometimes
No,
a lot of
seriously.
times I miss it, but when I look back in like the photos and videos, those moments are just it's crazy amazing to be a part of those. So yeah,
No, seriously.
makes sense
They're
for
so
sure.
special, and even you almost kind of feel kind of like family because you're there and you're like there to celebrate them, there to serve them. And then you get those moments too where they do have that, like, even if it's like a first look with their mom or their dad, or those moments, you're just like I am trusted, you know, enough to be in the circle. And that's something I never take for granted, but also is one of the most, you know, joy-giving aspects of the job too.
Definitely, definitely. Chloe and her dad, that first look. I think actually, I have, as we were talking, I'm like, I know I have a photo or a video that I took of you, the photographer, and the videographer. And I think it was during her first look with her dad. I'll have to see if I'm sure I still have it on my phone. But it was just, it is. It's such a a cool mm-hmm. moment to be a part of and to help with that piece, and just to think like, okay, we're going to be able to help them either create the memories or relive them, you know, once yes. the event is over. So yeah,
no.
it's just such a special place to be, you know.
No, it really is. I tell all my couples, it's like I'm basically a fly on the wall for your whole wedding yes. day. So, you know, and I'm not invasive at all about it. Like, oh, let me like step in your way. Yes. But at the same time, just I think, you know, describing that as just always being aware and always being present and yes. knowing that there's moments happening all the time. That's what I mean by that. Yes. Not in your face and trying to direct traffic. It's like, no, I'm actually just documenting the day as it unfolds. And that creates the least amount of pressure yes. for the couple.
Well, and I will say I wouldn't be, had you been what I was worried a content creator was going to be,
yeah.
we would not be having this conversation. I'd be right. like, all right, you guys stay clear from them. But I think that just stresses too, that like, it's so important to have somebody that knows what a wedding day is and knows how important it is to stay out of the way of the photo and video. And I would imagine every yeah. photo and video team is different. There are going to be some, and every wedding party is different. There's going to be some that want you yeah. more in the mix and some that are a little bit more reserved
Absolutely.
And all of that. But that's such a huge role in any wedding vendor, is to be able to read the room and see like, what is it that they need from me for the service that they have? And also thinking of the rest of the vendor team to make sure that you're yes. not interfering with what they're there to do. And I will yeah. say I was so impressed, obviously, or else again, I wouldn't be talking to you here, but
oh, thank you. That's a compliment. I'll take it.
So impressed with how you were able to be super friendly, super like, I want to say involved, but like not in that yeah. interfering way. Like you said, you
yeah.
reached out to the vendors and made sure everybody knew who you were. And it felt very similar to there are times if we're working with vendors that I haven't worked with before and I reach out and introduce myself, I can tell like right away if they've had a bad experience with a coordinator mm-hmm. because like, oh, like I can feel
right.
like, oh great, they have a coordinator. And then it's like, okay, my job then is to reassure them that that's not,
yeah.
you know, I'm not there to try and take over their role. I'm there to help mm-hmm. support, make sure we're all there for the couple at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
We're all there for the same goal. And so when we work with vendors that have that same approach, it's just like, oh, this is such a good fit.
Praise, yes.
Yeah. And that day it really was. It was such a good fit with all the vendors, and everybody was super respectful of what everybody else's job was. And it really went.
Oh,
went
absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can really tell too, by the end of the wedding day, you're just like, wow, how, you know, much more grateful in life for just such a great community of vendors who understand each other. And even despite bad experiences, you know, continue to try to make that connection. And even you like trying to reassure, because they're, obviously there's going to be vendors who don't always meet
yeah.
that expectation, but then there's amazing vendors like you who just like are literally there only to serve the couple and to make sure that everybody else's role,
yeah.
you know, is being taken care of, which that's the unique realm of wedding planning. You're over, you know, you're overseeing everything.
All the little components.
It's, yeah.
You know, it's probably similar to, there are some venues that, and this might be just me speaking to photographers that might be photo or video, professional photo or video people that might be listening to this and thinking like, oh, but we don't want content creators to be like a thing. We don't want this to take away from our job. I think it's really similar to when there are venues that fight against having a coordinator because they probably
yeah.
had a bad experience. Like I can guarantee
Absolutely.
There are bad content creators out there that are
mm-hmm.
booking themselves for weddings and they're getting in photographers. You know, there are bad.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah, there are bad apples in every category, you know. And I think there are some vendors, like I'm very fortunate that my first time working with a content creator went very well. But if I had worked with one of them first, I probably would be like, oh, no, you don't want to do that, you know. But I think
yeah.
what's really important is venues, what I'm long-windedly trying to get at is venues that fight against having coordinators lose the, like if they try and tell their clients, no, you don't need it, they lose the opportunity to then work with the ones that they really want to work with. Instead of saying
yep.
like, yeah, you know, we'll help you with with XYZ, we'll take care of this. But if you do want a coordinator, if you do want a day of coordinator, here's a list of three or four people we've worked with. And then you can take control of who you're working with. And I think it would be very smart for photo and video teams to also kind of take that into consideration. And rather than like fighting, like, oh, wait, this is a person that I know we worked well with, even if I don't think the service is totally needed, you know, I know she's not going to be the kind of content creator that's literally stepping in front of the camera all day. And
seriously, someone you can trust.
Yeah. And I think it can go a lot further. Going that route rather than trying to fight it. Because like I said, I think, you know, just like day of coordination is not going anywhere. I think it is something that, you know, maybe it hasn't always been around, but the last, you know, 15, 20 years, it has really grown to be almost, I mean, it's a very common thing for couples to have a day of coordinator. And I am going to be covering in another episode the true myth of day of coordination. Actually, I think that episode went out. So
that is so needed.
That day of coordination is really a deceiving title. But I think content creation is going to be very much the same. It's going to be the norm. And so having somebody that knows what they're doing in that role is so important. So important.
Oh, absolutely. And I think what you said too about the vendor referrals, that is such a big piece. Yeah. And most of the photographers and videographers I work with, they're like, okay, we, like you said, we've had a good experience with you. We loved working with you. I really do try to give my vendors content as well. Like, I'm a very open person. Like, I want everybody to be rewarded, you know, like everybody should walk away from a wedding feeling like, okay, I also got something, fun. You know? Yeah, exactly. So for my way of doing that is also getting, you know, behind the scenes of the video team and the photo team and, you know, the details even for the wedding planner. So people have those moments that they can look back on. And I just think that's a huge aspect of it, being able to work with the team. So then they can refer you, they know that they trust you and they know that your work is excellent, like on top of just good communication all the way around. So, and I know you mentioned too, like the question of do they try to incorporate content creation? Like wondering if people were adding that to their services. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I was like, okay, they might want to jump on this because then they can control who's there. They can, you know, just add it to their services, make it more all-inclusive. But I've talked to with a couple photographers who have done that, and they both have gone away from that and just decided that they liked the referral base because like that is a lot to be worried about on the wedding day. That's a like photo in itself is so much. So for the most part, they either just have the couple that they refer the most or they have the one. But yeah, for the most part, I have not seen so far right now. I know of one photographer who's doing it, but she's either offering photography or content creation. Yeah, she can't. Yeah, she's not going to do both on your wedding
day. It makes sense. And I'm seeing the same thing unless, you know, again, I haven't done a recent poll, but last year when I was reaching out, I think there was only one company that was doing video and kind of just starting to put together a content creation package. So that we have gotten further with that than what I thought. But I think it has to be like the perfect scenario, almost like, oh, my sister-in-law is doing content creation and I own a photography business.
Yes. Like let's Oh, like a husband wife duo or
Just like, you know, it makes me laugh when DJs, no offense to DJs. I don't think I work with any that do this, but you know, you see DJs that are like, oh yeah, we'll be your day of coordinator as well. And it's like, oh, it's so very different.
Let's separate those
to be like the perfect husband and wife team where the wife happens to be the coordinator, the, you know, but it is such a, like to say one person is going to do all of it is really minimizing what the role is.
Yeah. That's just called, you know, wearing too many hats, trying to wear too many hats, and it most likely is not going to go well.
And then all of the services you're offering are going to be watered down. You know, if you're trying to do seven different things, you're going to do seven different things. Like, okay. But if you're trying to do what you're really focusing on, then you can nail that and let other people do what they're there to do.
Absolutely. I cannot agree more.
So before we wrap up, can you tell me a little bit about how does a content creation package work? how is it structured?
Yeah, no, well, definitely. So when I first started, I truthfully did not know how it worked. So I kind of played around with different ideas. different templates I saw, what I would want as a bride. And then I kind of left it up to the couple too. Like, okay, if they want to fully customize a package, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because truthfully, I want, you know, to be able to cover what you want covered.
Yeah.
And so right now, after it's been, you know, a year of refining packages and figuring out, you know, what's going to be the best option for couples just to see and kind of get a gauge for what I can offer them. And so now I have packages. I have three main packages, which range from 6 hours of coverage to 10 hours of coverage. And my biggest package, I include basically all of my add-on services, because there's going to be the couples who want 6 hours of coverage. That's perfect.
Yeah.
There's going to be those middle tier couples who are like, 8 hours. That's great. That's everything I wanted. And then all of my packages include like reels, fun video montages, all the content delivered within that 24 hour period. Like, everybody's getting that same content creation experience. But
that,
within 24 hours, it's quick.
That's amazing.
Yes, no, it's a fast process. Basically, yeah. I get home from the wedding and I'm already uploading your things. So it is, it's a quick turnover. But with that biggest package,
not, like you were saying before, photo and video, they have to edit everything and it takes literally months in some cases. But
yes,
just sending raw content, that's very different. Do they get all like, everything that you've captured in like a raw format?
Yes. So I send everything over Dropbox. So it's all like backed up on there.
Okay.
And you have several months to be able to go through it because it's a feat to go through all of your content, photo, video, everything. And so they get all of that. So most of the time, I upload it the night of, and I either send it to them and like right in the morning or like as soon as I upload it, you know, no promises, but that's really how it almost always goes. And then with those reels and those video montages, those are delivered within a week.
Okay.
Because I don't want to rush through the process.
I was going to say, that's kind of crazy.
Yes, no. And I want to have rest when I do that, because those are memories you're going to look back on and be like, what was this girl thinking? Yeah. If she, you know, she was not fully rested, and she's making these, you know, memorable video montages and reels. So
how does that process work when it comes to reels or TikToks? Like, can the couples have... Do they need to have suggestions for you? Like, oh, we want to do this one, or can you capture and then create it after? Or is it a mix of both?
Yeah. So this is something that I touched base with my couples during our pre-wedding consultation call because everybody is so vastly different, right? If they have those TikTok trends or those real ideas, most of the couples I have don't have anything in particular, but they might know, I want to do a fun transition video with my bridesmaid, or I really just want, you know, authentic moments strung together. That's my goal. So with people who, you know, maybe just have a vibe of, you know, a montage, then I'm asking questions like, okay, then, you know, what kind of music do you like? Are there any, you know, music songs that like you and your partner really enjoy? Or do you want like a really slow romantic video? Or do you want an upbeat and fun video? Asking those kind of questions to even help them figure out what they want is most of the time how it goes in terms of picking out what type of reels and TikToks to make for them.
Oh, that's so, well, because I mean, it's something that is so like what's trending today could very well be so old news in 3 weeks when the wedding happens. And so it's good to kind of keep on top of that. But then they can also use the content to create their own reels and all that afterwards if they want.
That's what definitely. And like our call is like a month before the wedding, but then I have an open invitation of if you see a reel, you know, same thing. If you see a reel that pops up that you like or a TikTok, send it my way and we can work with it. As long as it's before the day of, I am. And even if it's day of, it's just a little bit too stressful. So we can always try.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to try and be on top of it, but sometimes the perfect moment comes up and it's like, ooh, we've got to do this.
Hey, yes. Let's do this. Like, I mean, that's kind of just how it happens. My most popular reel, it has like over 1 million views, and that was like we had a transition planned, we tried it, it just wasn't, you know, meeting the mark. I was like, hey, what if we tried this instead? We did it, it was the most crisp transition, so beautiful, and then of course it's most popular because it was, you know, done the best. And I stuff like that just happens, and the bride was happier, I'm sure. Like she said it right with that one over the one we had planned.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, so I mean, so any of those when it comes to social media, like the things that you think are going to be like, oh, everyone's going to love this, and then reviews, and then the one that you're like, oh, let me just put this out there because I did it. And everyone loves it's so funny to see what hits.
That's the beauty of air quotations, right? That's the beauty of social media and marketing.
Yeah.
You just you can't know for sure.
Put it out there and see what hits. Right.
Exactly.
So I know you mentioned that you're in Tulsa, but you travel all over. You travel to certain cities.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about
Yes.
that?
So I brand and market myself as a Oklahoma and a Michigan content creator. And that's because I am not tacking on additional travel like lodging and gas
Yeah.
to my Michigan trips.
You have
Most of the time,
family in Michigan and things.
yes,
Okay.
yes.
Just
My
kidding.
husband has family there, so yes, we have a place to stay and we are traveling there often. If we're not planning on being there, it's normally like a $300 flight, so that would be added. But other than that, it's the same thing. I'm not having to, add on all these different
Yeah.
additional costs to get there. So, this year, I actually 50% of my weddings are in Michigan,
Oh,
which is a
wow.
beautiful thing. I love Michigan
Yeah.
weddings. I love seeing my Michigan family, so it's a perk for me as well as just, being able to see the vendors there and meet new couples there. But in terms of where in Michigan, it's kind of all over the place. Like, I'm in Detroit, West Michigan, Traverse City, Charlevoix this year. Like,
Oh,
it's really just all over the map. I can't, just say Detroit. It's everywhere.
beautiful Northern Michigan weddings. It's just such a
Gosh, it is.
stunning place in the
Oh my
summer.
goodness, I am looking forward to
Yeah.
them.
And I'm
Yeah.
guessing that if there is somebody that wants to hire you that's in a different state, then it would just be a matter of talking about the travel cost.
Yes.
You'll go
I
anyways.
normally, yes, yeah. I mean, I have a bride who inquired for Mexico, yay, this year. And so I'm like, yep, I
Yeah,
will go ahead and
totally.
do the math real quick, add that up.
Yeah.
I find it best I just do the research. I mean, I'm pretty quick at, research. I love doing that. Like, oh,
Yeah.
flight here, staying here. It takes a little bit, and then the couple has a realistic budget instead of just guessing and over guessing or under guessing and
Or
running
finding out
into
2 weeks before the
problems
wedding, it's like $1,000 more than you thought.
Yes, no, yeah, I'm definitely going to be way more thorough and give you accurate numbers from the get-go.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, very cool. Thank you so much, Jules. This was amazing. I am sure we will be talking again in the future, not just about specific weddings, but I'm sure about content creation. Where can
Absolutely.
everybody find you and find more information about your services?
Yes. So my Instagram is my main platform, which if you look up Day Of by Jules, you'll find me. And that's Day Of period by Jules, if you're looking, I guess, for the specific Instagram
And I'll
handle.
make sure it's linked in the show notes too, so they can
Oh,
find it.
perfect. That's
There you go.
beautiful. And then I have a website and a Google profile and a TikTok and all the fun things. But my inquiry form is on my Instagram, little link. And
Yeah.
so you can find me there.
Perfect. And you also have a team now with you too. So if like you personally
Yes.
are not available, you can have one of your
Yes.
amazing team members possibly work out for the couple too, right?
Yes, which that was amazing
Cool.
last year. It kind of just worked. I was bringing assistants to help
Yeah.
me and to shoot different weddings. And then they were able to get trained with me, and now they're taking on weddings of their own and
Oh.
already have taken weddings of their own, which is beautiful to see
That's
how much this is
amazing.
flourishing and how many couples we do get to serve.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so excited to see what's to come for Day of by Jules. I know you guys are growing and doing so many great things, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really was looking forward to this, and this was so life-giving for
Yeah,
me
and
too.
definitely want to see a wedding in Michigan here soon.